Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah. We're trying to learn the Erech HaNamid today to finish in time for Purim. We're holding right now at the very top of Hayim and Aleph. The Gemara had just said, just had a lengthy discussion about certain scenarios where we move the reading of the Megillah to earlier days, depending on if you dollars allowed on Shabbos, on Friday, etc. That and the last piece of Halacha we ended with was that we said that now that because we said Hova Omer Shekfar Makdim Lo Knisa Govim Bo Bayom, we said that the two halachas of reading the Megillah and Matanas Lev Yonim, the two Maisim go together. Once, if you move the reading earlier for whatever, in whatever scenario you move it earlier, Matanas Lev Yonim also have to be then. But we said the last few words we read, the top words on Hayam and Aleph, Aval Simcha Einon Hagas El Bizmano. Simcha, which is the eating, the Suda, which also Mishloach Moros would go with that, only happen on your dollar Tesfav. They stay; they don't have to be moved. They happen on the regular day. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav, Megillah bizmano karno saaf yulo yachid. If Megillah is read at the proper time, namely your dollar Tesfav ba'adar, you can read it even alone. Shalom bizmano ba'asar. If it's not at the right time, you have to have a minion. Now Rashi already elaborates here. That doesn't mean it's a chiyuv to have a minion. If you don't read, you read, but it's a chiyuv to go around and look to try to get 10. Ravasi Omar Bem is Mano, Bem Shalom is Mano, Ba'asar. Ravasi says always that case, you should always have a minion. Even when it's the right time, your dollar Tesfav, you should get 10. Hava Uvda, there was such a case that happened. V'choshli Rav, Lahodir Ravasi. And Rav, even though he disagreed with Ravasi, was worried for his opinion. I mean, he made an effort to go find a minion like the Shita of Ravasi. Where it says, Yomi Omar Rav, Hachi. Did Rav say such a thing? V'ho Omar Rav Yehuda, V'reid Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmeid Rav. The same was made in Rav's name. Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Purim came out on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Manom. Erev Shabbos is its time. What does that mean? Erev Shabbos Manom. Erev Shabbos is its time. V'ha Shabbos Manom. Shabbos is its time. Your dollar is on Shabbos. What do you mean? Who? Elo Lav Hachikomar. Doesn't he mean this? He means Shalob is Manom, Kiz Manom. Now, when something is not the right time, it is, in a way, similar to the right time. Maz Manom Afil B'Yachid. Av Shalob is Manom Afil B'Yachid. Doesn't that mean to say that just as in a regular time you could read it alone, so too, not in the right time, not in the Yudal or Tesvav, you could also read it alone. Isn't that what he means? Where it says, lo, loli inim mikir Megillah basar, he wasn't talking about this halacha of reading mikir Megillah with 10 people. Ella, my Erev Shabbos manam. What does it mean, Erev Shabbos is the Zman, when Yudal falls out on Shabbos? La pukim in the Rebbe. It's opposed to the Shita of Rebbe we discussed yesterday. The Amr hol, v'nidcho ayaros, v'mikom al yidchu. It holds. And once the ayaros are being pushed off from Shabbos, in case your dal comes out on Shabbos, you push them off, liyom akenisa, back to the Thursday. Now, our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. Our Mishnah says in the case of Shabbos, you only go back to Friday. I'm sure, assume I'm saying correctly, right? The Mishnah said, chalas for Shabbos, farim v'gdos v'gdos, I'm like, no, I probably is Shitas Rabbi in our Mishnah, right? That's what Gemara, right, that's what Gemara yesterday said. Who is our Mishnah? It's either Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi. Right, so he's now, Rav is coming or saying to disagree with that. Rav is not like our Mishnah in that case, and he's saying that Shabbos, if the Yudal comes out on Shabbos, so Friday is its Zman, meaning the Ayaris should read then. The Erev Shabbos Zman Amhu. Erev Shabbos is its Zman. So it's kind of interesting, the statement of Rav here that was, we made a deal, you know, we interpreted it one way and then the other way. The statement was not very vague. It really was acceptable in the one way, just as much as the second way, in entirely different halachas that he's speaking about. Sometimes you see in Gemara, well, an Amora or a Tana, in this case, Rav is kind of a Tana and an Amora, made a statement that was very, very interpretable. So it's not a raya to either way, and it's interesting why that statement was made that way. Okay. But Tosis over here points out the halacha certainly is like Rav. In any event, this halacha that he's saying that you're allowed to read it not ba'asara if it's not read at the right time. You know, you don't have to go around and look for asara. And it doesn't usually come up. Most people are in a minion, but there are cases where this happens. Person can't get a minion. Certainly, he reads it if he has to read not at the right time. At the right time, he reads the Megillah. Says the Mishnah, Eizu Yir Gedola. What is considered a large city? Kol sheyesh bo asara batlanim. If you have 10 batlanim, 10 people, but a batlan doesn't sound like a good thing nowadays, but it means people that did not have to work and were available in the basic Knesset for a minion to be assembled whenever needed. That makes something a big city. Pachas mikan, less than that is a kfar, that's a village. Ve'elu amru, with these things, namely the dates of the Megillah, they said, makdim of lo ma'achin. When it comes out on Shabbos, meaning we move the reading early. We don't go later. Avlozman Atzei Kohanim, the time of the Atzei Kohanim. The Atzei Kohanim were that there were rotations of families in Klal Yisrael that were responsible for providing the wood for the arrangement of wood on the altar and the Mizbeach and the base of Mikdash. And there would be a korban they would bring celebrating that zchus to be able to bring the wood, a korban eitzim. And if their time to bring that was on Shabbos, so we push it off to later, to the next day. Right? V'tisha B'av, also you fast on the Sunday if it comes out on Shabbos. Chagiga, a korban chagiga, that was a korban that's brought. It's a chiyuv to bring korban chagiga every one of the Shlosh Regalim. So if it came out on Shabbos, you don't bring that korban on Shabbos, you bring it the next day. V'hakel, the mitzvah of Hakel is something Mirtz Hashem will have in the base of English to be built on the Motzi Yom Tov Achron of Sukkot. It means Motzi Shmini Atzeres. All the Jewish people were required to come, and Melech would read from the Sefer Torah, read Sefer Mishneh Torah. And the reason over here, Rashi brings why you can't do it on Shabbos, is because they made this big bima, this big platform made out of wood, and to have it in the Azara over Shabbos, and to make it before Shabbos and have it there was a problem. Nothing wrong with the reading on Shabbos, but to have it there was an issue. It had to be assembled. It was too crowded there, Chor, is what it seems like. It didn't have space. It had to be assembled already, Motzi Shabbos. Can't do it on Shabbos. Ma'achir and Vilma Akdim, and all these things, spelled it out as we went through, you push later, you don't go earlier with them. Alfu Pisha, Amru, Makdim, and Vilma Achir, Mutar, Behesar, Tayas, and Matan, Seva, and Chor, this means that even though they said you do the Megillah early, not later, it is Mutar on the earlier days to have a hesped, to fast, and matas levyonim. The word mutter doesn't make sense then. It would mean that you could be yotze matas levyonim on the earlier days. Now that, if that's what this means, which is kind of what it reads like, is going to be kind of schwer, because we said that mikra megillah and matas levyonim should always go together. So there is the agirsa change that's brought according to the Tosus Rid and the Meiri, perhaps, that take out this line of Tosla of Yonim, which would make sense to take it out because they should go together. Then the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amasai, when is it that we go earlier? When is it that we do this whole halacha of going earlier with the reading? Malkam Shechasim Shani V'chamishi, a place where anyways the village is going to the big cities on Monday and Thursday. Avo Malkam Shani Chasim L'Mishani V'chamishi, if they don't do that anyway, in Karno Soil B'zmano, you can only read it at the regular time. I want to correct something I said a few blot ago, that we brought up this price for the first time on Beis Amid Beis. We said the Rav Ashi saw this quote of Rabbi Yehuda as a steer to a quote that was made there. The quote that was made there was that nowadays we do not go earlier b'chlal, and that was a steer. This is saying we do go earlier if it's a place that anyways goes into the big cities. And Rav Ashi had said that it must be that the Brisa is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's not quoted correctly as Rabbi Yehuda. That Brisa is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. At the time of learning, and I said, I don't know which price he means, the Chor of the both prices, so I stand corrected. This quote is obviously a Mishnah, although I will justify myself in that I said it was a Brisa, because I looked at the Masorah Sashas over there, and Masorah Sashas said to look on Dalam and Beis, and Dalam and Beis, there is no Mishnah, so I looked at it too quickly, and I saw that it's quoted over there. It also doesn't say it's a Mishnah, it says a Tashma, it doesn't tell you it's a Mishnah or a Brisa. And so I thought it was a Brisa, but very clearly it is indeed a Mishnah. So the Brisa that was really authored by Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, according to Rav Ashi, Beis and Beis, was indeed that price before that said we only go earlier when the Klal Yisrael is sure in Alad Masan and the years are being done properly. That's when we go in. That's when we read earlier in that situation. But nowadays, because everybody's calculating their Rosh Chodesh Nisan and their Seder based on Mikra Megillah, we can't go earlier. That was really Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said that. The Seder says the Gemara Tana, Rice has said. Asara batlanim shir basic anesis. The 10 batlanim mean, and we're defining it right now, means the 10 batlanim that are in the basic anesis. The elo amru makdimu loma achin. These things, meaning the Megillah, right, we go earlier, not later. So my time, why is that? Amru rebi abba, amru b'shmu, amru kra. Pasik says, lo yavo, we brought this before, can't go later. Megillah says, it shall not be passed up. Amru rebi abba, amru b'shmu. This quote is being brought because it's the same author, Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. He says, where do you know that you don't count days for years? You don't count days for years. It says to the months of the year, you only count months for years. You don't count days for years. So Rashi says this means that we know that the lunar year, or our year, our calendar, is 354 days, and the solar year is 365. So if someone were to take a neder, an asr, something for a year, it would only go 354 days. You wouldn't say, well, the year is not done until you get an exact number of days, 365. You just go through 12, you just go through the number of months that are in a year, months of the year, not days of the year. And Rashi, it's peculiar by Rashi why that has to be what this teaching. I mean, I would have thought you don't take into account the solar year at all. What it means is simply that we have different days of years in our year, because when the Eidim would come and establish how long each month would be, whether it be Malay or Chaser, so that the days of the year would change. It could fluctuate between 352, it could be 355, it could change. And anyways, we have an Ebor year, adds a whole month. If a person takes a nether to offer something for a year, and then it's an Ebor year, it's offer for 13 months. That's what it means. Lashem Ayodim means the whole year. So I would have thought that that's what he's talking about. It was surprising to me that Rashi brings in that we're talking about the difference between the solar year and the lunar year. But of course, that's Rashi's sheet over here. Continues the Gemara, a similar statement. Verabanan to Kesari, the rabbis of Kesari, Kesaria, in Hebrew it's a modern-day city. I don't know if that means that here. Verabanan to Kesari, Mishim Rabbi Abba, Amru, Minayin Shein Mechash, Vin Shos, Lechadoshim. How do you know you don't count hours for years? Shnemar Ad Chodesh Yomim, right? Until a month of years. Yomim Ad Mechashiv Lechadoshim, that means that you count days for months. Viyata Mechashiv Shos, Lechadoshim, right? It said until a chodesh yomim, month of days, so it means you count days within a month. You don't count hours within a month. This is a similar idea. A person gives his wife a get and says, this is a get. If I don't return during this month, if you don't say, well, the month came out, it's, you know, 29 days. We already made it the next month on our calendar. It's really the month is 29 and a half days. Give another half a day. You don't do that. You go by, again, when the month is ended, is now the next day. Don't go the amount of hours that they technically would have. Okay? Let me tell you, he doesn't have it because we don't base on that. It says the Gemara, Avol Zman Atzik Oanim et Tishabav, the Chagigah, the Hakel, Ma'achim, El Makdim. Tishabav, Akhtumit Peronos, Lamakadli. The swear by Tishabav is if you don't bring Peronos, punishment, negative things, you don't bring them earlier, we'll push them off. Rather, Rashi says over here on the Mishnah that this is the same halacha also about Yudzayin Betamuz. And he says the Sar B'Teves, which is our calendar, and really a lot of Rishonim held him before our calendar, the Sar B'Teves who actually fast on Shabbos. The Rashi is clearly of the Shita. The Sar B'Teves come out on Shabbos, we push it off. It doesn't happen on our calendar. It does come out on Friday. The reason that the Mishnah cites Tisha B'Av is just because it's a more Chomer fast. We're speaking about that. Everybody fasts on it, as the other fasts have a certain amount of more leniency to them. So we're speaking about Tisha B'Av, but the same halacha with the other fasts too. So the Gemara Chagiga, the Hakel. What about the Korban Chagiga, which we spoke about, and Hakel, Mishum Dakati Lamot Zman Chivayim? If they come out on Shabbos, right, so you haven't gotten to the Zman Chiv, right? What does it mean you haven't got to the Zman Chiv to come to Shabbos, right? If you meaning on Shabbos it is the Zman Chiv. What it means to say is you can't make it Friday. You can't make it Friday because then you'll be before the Zman Chiv, so you have to push it to Sunday. Tana, Bryce says like this, Chagiga V'chol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin. You push off not only the Korban Chagiga itself, but you push off the whole time of Chagiga. B'shlama Chagiga, I understand what Chagiga means, the imikla b'shabbos ama achrinin lo. That if it comes out on Shabbos, you push it off the boss of Shabbos to Sunday. El Zman Chagiga ma'ahi, what does it mean you push off the Zman Chagiga? So we're going to have a few sheets of Amarayim here and say what it means. Amar Voshia Hachikam, here's what it means. Chagiga b'shabbos v'olasir iya afila b'yantiv. It means two things. The Korban Chagiga on Shabbos you push off, and the Sunday on olasir iya, and all that everybody had to bring for going up, doing the mitzvah of Ariya, going up to the base of Migdash by the Shalosh Regalim, that can't be brought on the Yontiv itself. I feel it be Yontiv. There's Man Chagiga, even on Yontiv, which is a time of Chagiga, it's Yontiv, not Shabbos, yeah? So you bring the Chagiga. But even on that only Yontiv, not Shabbos, you can't bring the Ola. You're Ma'achrin. Ma'achrin, you don't bring an Ola on Yontiv. That's what Rav Oshia says it's saying. So how do you read the Braisa? Read Chagiga. The Chol Zman Chagiga, the Chagiga itself, and anything that happens at a time of Chagiga, meaning the Ola Sur'iyah, you also push off. Mara says money, but who would that sheet to be? Beis Shammai. That sheet is Beis Shammai. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omer, Mevin Shlomim, Yomtov, Ein Som Chaleim. Beis Shammai says you can bring a Shlomim on Yomtov. You can't do Smicha. Part of the Korban is you lead on it. You can't do that on Yomtov. You have to do it from before. Avalo Olos, you can't bring an Ola on Yomtov. Beis Shammai says that's what we're saying here. Veisil Omer, Mevin Shlomim, Olos, Som Chaleim. Veisil says you can bring Shlomim, you can bring Olos, you can do Smicha, all of that on Yomtov. So it's difficult. Rav Oshia is you don't like Shitas Beis Shammai. So we have another shita. Rava Amar Chagiga Kolzman Chagiga Ma'achid. Changes the price. It doesn't mean Chagiga the Kolzman Chagiga. Chagiga Kolzman Chagiga. Chagiga is pushed off the whole time of Chagiga. Meaning the whole Yom Tiv, the whole 7 days of Pesach, or 8 days of Sukkot, Tfeilo. More than that, you don't push it off. It says, Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tiv L'Rishon, one who did not Chag, meaning didn't bring the Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, Shel Chag, B'Yom Tiv L'Rishon, the first day of Sukkot, Chogeg V'Holich Es Kol HaRegel. You can go ahead and bring it the whole regel. Kulo. V'Yom Tiv V'Achron Shel Chag, you can also bring it the last day. Of HaRegel, if it passed, Shmini Atzeres is passed, Shelo Chag, you didn't bring it, Einar Chai V'Achir, so you don't bring it, you know, if nothing, no responsibility has to be taken, he missed that mitzvah, of course, but there's nothing to do to bring it anymore. Ravashi Amar Ravashi is another pshat. Amar Chagiga v'kozman Chagiga ma'achrin va'afila tzeres. Means to include that even on Shavuos you have such a thing. Dechad yomo. Shavuos is one day, but still ma'achrin. You still, meaning to say, that if the Yom Tiv comes out on Shabbos, so on any other Yom Tiv, you have 6 more days to do it, or 7 more days in the case of Sukkot. Right? By Shavuos, you only got one day. So how do you bring a chagiga 6 more days? Not Shavuos anymore. But that's the halacha over here. Chagiga, not brought on Shabbos, even though the next day, Sunday through Friday, are all not Shavuos b'chlal anymore. You're gonna bring the korban, then you still could. It's a halacha that he's being mechadish. The Tanana Mishnah says modim. Everybody agrees. Shimchal atzeres liyos b'Shabbos shiyom tavuach acher Shabbos. Everybody agrees that if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, that the day of shechting means the korban chagiga is brought. And other korbanos also are brought on Sunday. Yeah, this reason says the kol modim over here is because there's a machlokes about Shavuos that came out on Friday. Rabbi Shammai says that the shechting of Atzeres is on Sunday. That you're going to wait till Sunday. Rabbi Shammai holds like that because they're talking about they say an ola can't be brought on Yom Tiv. Therefore, you have to wait till Sunday. That's when you bring your olas riyah. Now that shows this halacha too, because in that case, Shavuos is coming out on Friday, and you're waiting till Sunday to bring the olah. Vesila says there is no tavuach. You don't have to wait. B'chol, bring the olah on right that day. The shalom of the olas are brought in Yom Tiv, and so they all agree. Though that's the case of Friday, and then our Mishnah recording the Gemara picks up from that they agree if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, yet the olas riyah and shalom chagiga are not brought on Shabbos. You wait till Sunday. And Mela, what do you see? You see the halacha very clearly. It's Tashlumin Latzeres, ring on Sunday. Thank you for listening. Mir Tashem, we'll continue tomorrow.